to advertise, email podcast@thisisbechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Shout, gents. It's your girl, Muneka, host with the most, and welcome to Piano Pals. Boom, 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 boom. We're back. And we're better. We're going to make things shake. It's 2025. More hot things, more love, more music, more everything. How are you guys feeling, man?
Very confident, man. It's a new year. I love your energy.
Thank
super
you.
Amazing. It's great, man. Yo, in 2025, Piano Pals, what's up, Satan, man? This is your boy, Tahi.
Yo, Piano Pals, welcome to another beautiful year. This is going to be an amazing year. I'm excited about it. If you're not, trust me, we will get you excited along the way. Just watch out. My feet's out.
All right, guys. As you guys know, January just got 5 million times better with Pragmatic Play prize drops. Cha-ching! Get ready for 5 million rand in cash, cars, and tech prizes. To win, bet on selected slots, crash games, and live casino tables every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So follow the link in the comments to sign up on Hollywood Bets now with the promo code...
Yeah,
and claim your 25 rand free bonus and your 50 free spins to get started. It's your chance to win big this January. The promotion ends on the 31st of January 2025, so don't miss out. T's and C's apply. And remember, guys, Hollywood Bets supports responsible gambling, so no persons under the age of 18 may gamble. Alright, guys, no, it's cool. And guys, I'm sick, eh?
That was good. Anyways, that was good, though.
But anyways, guys, what's on your pulse? What's going on? I'll start this side.
Don't you want to go first?
Me?
Yeah.
What's on my pulse? I just think I'm so excited for this year, guys. I'm excited for doing more events, for seeing new artists, seeing who's going to pop, who's going to fall, all of these things. I'm just so excited for the year. I think we're going to have a really good year. I've prayed long and hard about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's on my pulse.
Crazy.
I'm excited. I really am.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Wena?
I mean, we just came from the festive, man. I spent about, 15 days in Limpopo, right? Now, I attended a couple of events and stuff like that. So, I had a concern about this, and I think I spoke about this in 2022, right? I mean, we are in Gauteng. What's the most dominant genre this side, music genre?
Piano.
It's piano. So, you're bound to hear piano. If you go to KZN, what's dominant to that side?
Gom.
Is it not it's Kom and Maskandi? Do you understand? Yeah, it's let's say 50-50, right? Yeah. I feel like even Cape Town, it's not piano's not dominant. They have their own thing that they listen to. Do you understand what? Yeah. You go to Limpopo, I'm expecting Lekompo to be dominant.
Mm.
The places that I went to, they don't play Lekompo. They play Lekompo like how we play Lekompo in Pretoria, in Joburg. You know, we play Lekompo for the last hour or last 30 minutes.
Mm.
That's how they do it. That side. I'm like, bro, I don't want to listen to our piano again when I'm home. You understand? I'm like, introduce me to new artists that are from here. Introduce me to new music that you guys are listening to. But they want to compete with our piano exclusives. It's they're trying to impress maybe a Kabzo or a Maporisa. That's probably going to be hey, Tamano Jale exclusive this. Whereas you can just play your Lokompo. Like a baguette, force a baguette, more like better compo, and then my is gonna be like, hey, that's not the crowd is dancing. Let me bring this guy to Joburg. Do you understand? They don't respect their niche. I don't think they value Lukompo as much as they should in that province in 015, where I'm from, Limpopo, actually.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They don't treasure it like we do this side because we really appreciate it.
So you feel like they're not pushing it the way
they're not pushing it like they should,
and rather allowing
December should be their time. To really rock and make a mark of what Lukompo is. Lukompo is powerful. It's probably the third biggest genre, if not the second, in the country. Do you understand what I'm saying? But they're not pushing it. And I've been saying this, but it's falling to deaf ears.
Don't you think it differs from when Lukompo do you go? Because places I go to Lukompo, bro, hey, they rock, dog. They rock Lukompo, dog. And, and I love it, dog. There's this area I usually go to. What's it? Linyenye. But they don't give a fuck about piano like the way we do.
Yeah.
They're playing Likompa Wayawatok, and I was actually dancing to it. Like, even Poluwan in town, there's not a lot of piano. They play piano in a couple of clubs, but if you go just off-ramp a little bit, yeah, outside from the fancy clubs like Coffee and go to other spots, they play a lot of Likompo. I actually enjoy a lot of Likompo when I'm that side more than I'm here. I listen to a lot of Likompo. I think it differs from when Likompo
is in Limpopo. You're right. Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah, but honestly, I want to enjoy Likompo when I'm in Limpopo.
And while you're at it, what is it with the dress code Limpopo with Nike and shit?
Like,
no, it's attire at this point.
It's attire.
Nike. In Limpopo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody.
But it's been for a minute, for years now.
It's crazy. It's getting worse now.
Hey, I saw it. No, I saw it.
It's getting worse now.
Yeah, I saw it. Hey, when they look at the street.
Yeah, it's getting worse now. But yeah, shout out to Limpopo. Yeah.
How was Makarapa? I wanted to ask you guys. Was it lit?
Yo, Makarapa was a movie. It's your event. You must speak.
Was it good?
I probably saw like 50% of the event. Like performances. I was just busy handling stuff, right? He saw most of the things more than I did, actually, because he was like in VIP and by the stage and all of that. Nah, it was really dope. The stage was crazy, bro. I feel like Makarapa is probably the biggest event we have in Limpopo right now. Mm. And I feel like it's bigger than Skukuni. It's bigger than Limpopo as a whole. I feel like we need to centralize it, right? Maybe move it to like a stadium. I feel like now we more than capable.
But you said you got more than like 10,000 people.
Yeah. I feel like we're more than capable of taking it to a stadium now because our lineup is crazy. Our production team is crazy. We even have like, we had a dome, bro. We built a dome. It took about 4 days to build. The VIP marquees were crazy.
It was giving.
We ran out of alcohol at some point. We ran out of ice at some point. But everything was managed just right. We did so well. But I'm going to leave everything to you to speak about your experience.
How was the artist?
I'm part of the team. Anyway.
That's what I care about. Who was a good artist?
Because I love Limpopo too much. So the minute I enter that province from the last toll gate, I'm at easy already. So going to that event was just like one of the most beautiful experiences, things I've experienced in Limpopo throughout the whole time that I went there. The production was on another level. I don't think that thing cost less than 3 million. I don't think so. Yeah, if it was less than 3 million, then they have to cut a lot of corners. Mm. I mean, including booking artists and stuff like that. Like
the artists?
Yeah, they had the best performances there, bro. Yeah, crazy. Shout out to Uncle Waffles, man. She killed it. Mm-hmm. Production value. Uncle Waffles goes back to what I was saying a couple of episodes ago, which is a performer.
Mm.
When she goes on stage, you get like
goosebumps.
You understand what I'm saying? I think that every artist needs to fight to have that. You understand? And that time you don't announce, you just see Kai, whoever putting a fan, and then you see Bianca here, and then you know, okay, it's Waffles.
It's a real thing.
And then you're waiting. And even when she's playing, you keep waiting for that moment where she's now gonna come in front. Like, bro, like, production value for Waffles is on another level. It's international. Shout out to Kai and Bianca. They're putting a lot of work into Waffles' brand. I really loved it. And I could see in Waffles' eyes, could she understand who she is now and what it takes to be a superstar.
Slay.
And not just in South Africa.
Yeah.
But she understands that. Another performance I enjoyed was, who's this? I didn't see Sheba Sheet. You said I saw Sheba. I didn't see Sheba Sheet's performance. I was probably too drunk by then. I really didn't see it. But I saw King Monada's performance. Killed it as usual. Is this playground?
Java?
Sjava killed this performance. It's just the reception. It's a different province. It's not his playground, but the reception was not the same as he would get in Joburg.
Okay. Mm.
But his performance, there was nothing wrong with his performance. You understand? I did feel like it was a bit too long for the occasion because that people go in there to dance and Sjava was like performing live. Mm. Yeah, but and some songs from Sjava will break you down, your energy to sort of mamela, mind you, instead of just jumping around. I enjoyed Quest's performance. Performance value, it's also nice. He's still Questa. Nothing changed
in from terms the piano artist. Who did you enjoy?
Artist, I enjoyed Uncle Waffles.
Okay.
I enjoyed Kabza. And and I was actually chatting with him backstage. I was like, how did you manage to do that? Because he came straight after Waffles. Mm. So when I was chatting to him, he said, how did you do that? He's like, no, I arrived here earlier. It's a festival, so I needed to listen to everybody play so that I don't go back there and play the same stuff thing. That people... Really? You know what he did? He went there and shy throwback throughout. No kusela, no nothing, like throwback, umshove, and them and the crowd lost it. So you see, again, as a DJ, you need to understand what time are you playing and who was playing, a minimum two or three people before you that were playing, and Kabza just showed me that, and it was really dope. I did not enjoy Scott's performance.
Oh, hectic.
I hated it.
That's deep. What was wrong with the performance?
I hated it. It's sad because I'm a fan of him. Because,
what did he do wrong?
I don't think Scott is a performer. I think he's a hit maker.
I think he can perform. I've seen
no,
him
he
perform.
Can't perform.
No, like, I think he has swag. Like, you don't. Not everyone has to be doing too much.
No,
like,
no, it's not about doing too much on stage. Kabza does nothing on stage.
He's not a performer.
Just, yeah, but he is a performer. What do you mean?
No, he's not.
You need
he
to perform. You book to perform.
No,
he is a performer. Okay. He finds a way to perform. You understand what I'm saying? In his own way. So Scott, I feel like he's just there hoping that everybody will be doing the same thing that he does, and that's it. We do all those things at Groove. I feel like if you were you're in the level of Scott Mapuma, bro, if you come on stage, we need to feel you're about to pull up.
You still didn't get that.
I didn't get that. And on stage it's just another gig for him. I didn't see him trying to kill the performance. I didn't see intention of trying to leave an impression. It was just a performance because you know my songs, Birimaro. So I didn't see a performer there, man. I'm so hurt because that's where you're supposed to prove yourself. And I said it, I'm talking too much today. I said it a couple of times, Kuti. There's a difference when you perform at a venue like Moloko, Cosmo, and when you perform in a festival because you get exposed. You're entertaining a lot of people more than when you're performing indoors. That's why even rates for indoors is different compared to when you do a festival.
I feel like with you saying Scott is not a performer, it goes with artists that have dancers. When they perform at festivals, it works in their favor because they already have support. So the stage is filled. Unlike when you're just there alone dancing by yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So dancers do sort of help.
Right.
You know? Uncle Waffles, I want to talk about her rider. It's crazy. You know the fans you're talking about? It's part of her rider. She's so nyaga fan.
So you have to get fans.
Yeah, you have to get fans, which is really crazy.
Nah, she's sorry.
Everything else, though, she deserves it. I think she wanted 1940. I took out her ride, actually. She wanted 1942 Don Julio, the long one, you know? And then she wanted the tequila, VSOPs, Powerade as well, like the blue one. She's specific with it. Mountain Blast. Which is
fan.
Actually my favorite drink right now. Yeah, yeah. The fan got me back, took me back.
Yeah, but
you know,
makeup.
It's not
guys.
Fair for us to complain for that because we have just said that she's international.
No. But
and
but
if
that's
Beyonce that asked for that. You're totally gonna bring a track.
I want this
full
to be a good
fans.
No, but here's what I'm saying. I'm saying she deserves it.
But you see, like fun facts. Oh, okay. That's what she wants.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
She deserves the fan and the 1942.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We are prepped for that, and
right.
She got all of that.
Right.
She's a big deal.
Right.
She's Uncle Waffles. You understand? Shiva Shit killed it. He was the best for the night for me. You were already out by that time. You were drinking champagne from the bottle. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you are. And Don, you are out. He killed it. I feel like we haven't released these clips yet. When we release them, I think you will see what I'm talking about. Karishma came in the morning. She came late. She didn't perform for long. You know, I feel like she should have actually came there and killed it as she should, because that's her province. Those are her people.
Mm.
You know, I feel like she prioritized other places, whereas Magaraba is the biggest festival we have there. You know, in some cases, you just need to prioritize and know that this is more important. I need to do this. I need those videos. I need that engagement. It's a bigger crowd. It's a bigger market. Do you understand? I don't think she has a team that can actually encourage her to be like, yo, you need to move like this. You know, she can't maneuver right. But other than that, every other artist killed it, man. Yeah.
I met this kid. Who's this kid?
Which kid?
Presley.
Oh, Presley.
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 Bro, okay. I'm amazing, bro.
Talented.
Like, fucking humble kid, dog. I had a chat with her after she performed. Her performance, she said she was a bit nervous. I could pick that up. It's a different crowd. Like, it's a lot. Like, the stage is huge. It's packed. But she killed it, and for a kid her stage to sort of do that, I really hope this year, this year she will do a lot much better. Now I'm watching.
That's beautiful.
Now I'm interested. I'm watching.
That's really good.
I'm really watching.
Okay, guys. Well, for today's Origins, I want us
to... Hi, my pals.
I didn't even ask you. You okay? We spoke for so long. Yes, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Please. Oh, that was just your pals.
Was that my... Oh, damn.
That was like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What's your pals?
Two things, quick. Do you guys have friends that you support throughout the year? Like, you got them to groove with them, to groove, bring in a mali, and you're okay paying the bill and whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then maybe ponasi lama toma phone avela email like they don't text you, they don't. Do you guys have that type of friends?
Not like anymore.
They don't text. Like there's no even hi hexe until the 4th of January. They're like hey, papa ugupi.
Those are not your friends.
Do you guys have friends like that? No. I hated it, dog, because I switched off my friend. I'm in my phone on the 28th, trying to avoid that. And when I came back, the only messages I got was business people, people that actually helped me make money. I got a message from coach or like other people, but not people that actually eat my money. I was so pissed. Yeah. Until when my phone was on, I was like, papa, I'm just like, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys have friends like that?
No, not anymore. But I need to have discernment. You cut the people off that just use you for nice time. But now you're seeing it now, you can move in a better direction.
Yeah, I hated it, man. It made me
feel... Because now they eat your money.
Made me feel like cock. It really made me feel like cock. Another thing, by the time this episode dropped, it would have been my wife's birthday. My wife's birthday is on Sunday. So happy birthday to my beautiful wife, yeah.
Wow, happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Chanta.
Love that. So I have to get this off my head. You know, I know already passed this conversation, but I like what you said about what Gabza did when he was listening to the whole event. Because I even watched this video, Rio de Sol. I don't know if it was with Freshman, but he was saying like one trend that DJs are doing, you just keep playing trendy songs for each set instead of observing what's going on and playing songs that haven't been played and knowing how to compile the music. So
I think it's going to boil down to us understanding what DJing is, because I feel like abantu beza nama USB send a playlist to figure press a play and then I just dance. It's bullshit. I think we need to go back to the art of what DJing is. You understand what I'm saying? Because at some point I feel like DJs are scamming us more than anybody else now. Like we're being scammed by DJs now. Like they're scamming us. Get scammed. Give us a Because now you get there and you put your USB, you play all the songs that I know. When are you educating me musically? When are you playing a couple of exclusives? When are you taking risks?
I agree.
You understand? So I feel like DJs now are not risk takers. It's just all of them are among figure lapang la yebo lapo pirimaro.
And the crowd will dance.
It's annoying. Yeah. We're tired. I think DJs now need to start working for their money. Let's rob a manch. Like in Spambinkoons, mind.
Yeah, speaking
DJs
facts.
Are becoming hustlers.
Do you agree?
You don't agree with us?
No, but I want to ask, man, how many USBs does Gabza move with?
USBs.
Because if he gets there and he listens to all the music, then he selects songs that haven't played, then he must carry a lot of music with him.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
Yeah.
Not every artist
is comfortable in a V class.
So it boils down again to I saw Paul replaying now somewhere festive season. I don't remember when.
Poriland.
Yeah, Maporis. No, it wasn't Poriland. Didn't go to Poriland.
Okay.
But he remembered he needed to play exclusive and he took his USB and put it in the phone. There's a way they do it. Attach USB. There's an adapter from the phone to the USB. And he was doing it on set because he realized, oh shit, I'm about to repeat a song that I probably played 2 or 3 days ago. And he did it immediately and rocked that song immediately. And guess which song he was rocking?
From his phone?
Yeah.
Which song was it?
Papta. You see? And I was like, oh shit. You see? But with that, I'm trying to say that you can't come and repeat the same songs that you play all the time or that other DJ played. And if you are booked as a DJ, arrive earlier, an hour early, sit down, listen to other people playing. If it's a festival, sit in your bus or your truck or whatever it is and listen to other people playing or what's playing so that you can bring a different atmosphere into the venue and add value into your performance.
That's amazing.
Waffles plays a different set. Like completely different set. That song I said it didn't land. And I showed you. I said this song didn't land.
That song didn't land. No.
Yeah, that song didn't land. I showed you. I said, look, remember?
I was with you that time.
I told you this song didn't land. It didn't land. But it doesn't mean she's not dope. She's like really dope.
Still dope.
Yeah.
Hey man, before I forget, it's good to see you here.
It's good to see you.
I thought you weren't gonna be a part of this.
Oh my god.
This year.
Who that was actually live?
That was actually supposed to be on my pulse. I forgot about it. I just thought about it now.
Why'd you say that?
It was Musa, ne?
Yeah, because I saw the tweet, man. That you were going to focus more on your home studio and your
apparently you're leaving Piano Pulse. No, I didn't know. I was you know? So
guys, I would never leave I would never do anything to disrespect the kindness that was shown to me from the Podcast and Chill Network. Let me finish.
I can't.
Yeah, but it's my. You asked me, so I want to answer. I didn't answer. I didn't respond to.
No, no. But I don't want you to be emotional.
No, I don't want to be emotional. I don't want to be.
Let's just be.
No,
quick.
I don't want to be.
Okay,
emotional.
Let me just say this.
I don't want to be emotional, okay. But I want. Hold on.
I don't want you to be emotional.
No, it has to do with. It has to do with my character. That's why I need.
Yeah.
No. Because whoever posts that thing obviously don't know me at all. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. So I would never disrespect the kindness that was given to me and trust. And then just because now I can afford to shoot something. But I was doing my own thing, having fun throughout festive season. And I probably keep doing it. It's nothing to do with Mac. And if you watch whatever it is that I was doing that made him think, I left Podcast and Chill, I still have Chiller's Punch at the back.
Mm.
So why didn't he think that maybe it's just one of Mac's initiative? He just chose... There was an agenda and they went for it. And the people that actually probably paid him to do that called me.
Oh, damn. Who?
How did this happen, though?
Wait. Who called you? Huh? Which people?
There's some people trying to get me into SABC.
Oh, SABC?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's stupid. I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to be censored by anybody.
For sure?
No.
For sure?
Nope.
I mean, for sure?
Yeah, for sure.
For a show on SABC?
For a show. Yeah.
No, not for a show.
For a show.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Yeah, but...
Damn.
No. Yeah, so I think they're just starting... You see, the thing is, I understand there's a lot of people that are out to get Mac. So I'll see you coming.
Oh, so you think they're trying to get to him through the show?
Yeah, to sabotaging anything that we do here.
No, but what was the request? I mean, I don't think it would have been a problem if you're doing a show on SABC.
I don't want to.
No, let me just... If you're doing a show on SABC 1, like, Mac wouldn't have a problem with it. He's been saying it. You can do a show on SABC and still be here.
Yeah.
You know, do your duties and stuff like that and still do whatever. But so what's the request that you should leave Piano Pulse and go do a show on whatever?
I don't want to be an employee there, number one. I know a lot of things that happen in that building and I don't want to be part of it.
Okay, but I mean, if they're throwing, like, what, 150,000 rand, yeah. Why not?
Guys, please call Taki. Taki is interested. I'm not interested, honestly. Like, for me, podcasting, dog, it wasn't even a job to begin with. For me, I'm just having fun with it every day. I'm enjoying it, and I enjoy it even more because of you two and the production team and whatever. You end up missing it. Mm. You understand? And I don't think I'll enter another room like this that people will understand who Swiso is. These people know me, all of them. Like, they know me. Dudu know my insides. He knows. Dudu will call if I'm not okay. Like, I'm not going to get that. So it's not about money. I make my own money. I have my own ways to make money. So Saki's interested. Please send that chat to
Saki. Let me just. Nah. Honestly, I wouldn't want. I don't want you to leave. You can't leave. You won't leave. I know you won't. Right. But you having a show on a different platform isn't going to be a problem. That's growth for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Monaga is doing her thing with brands. She's eating like crazy. She's still young. She's like vibrant. Crazy, right? She's a content creator, which is not really your kind of field.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So obviously we all need extra income.
Right.
We all need, and we're not restricted in any way.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So you wouldn't be blamed by anybody.
Yeah, but
just don't
is,
leave.
The thing is, I have ideas of my own of how on how I want to make extra money and work for SABC like that is not one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not one of them. I don't think he's closing opportunities. I
want to
go back into acting because I was a failed actor. So I'm going to go
you're
back and
do
take
it again.
Classes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to
They must put you on piano.
I'm going to take classes again. I'm going to take classes. I'll probably start next year, not now. I want to take the whole year learning a little bit more about it. That's what I'm interested. But also I'll do it for like stuff for Netflix, Showmax, not SABC. There's a lot of shit that happens in there and I don't want to be part of it.
Mm.
Okay. But I get what you're saying. I think you're just saying be open to all opportunities. Mm. I'm with you. Okay, guys. That was a long ass.
You guys are hustling. Are you open for all opportunities?
Wait.
We have to eat.
Oh, we have to chow, eh?
Life is so expensive.
That island is not going to pay itself.
Thank you. You might tell them. I'm so dead. Okay, guys. So for today's origins, I wanted us to discuss. Oh, sorry, guys. I have flu. You know, Kunalisifo. Esfigile mhlabeni. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, there's a sickness that's on planet Earth.
It's like COVID happening right now. Anyways, as I was saying, you know, I practiced that the whole weekend.
That's not entirely true.
No, it is true.
Don't spread false information.
Okay, anyways, for today's origins, I want us to discuss what new sounds do you think are going to enter the genre this year? Or do you think it's going to like evolve? I'll give you an example. You see, like now three-step, it is a part of piano. It's like a sub-genre. Like, do you think there's going to be new stuff like that that's going to happen this year?
Because of hunger, I'm expecting a lot of hip-hop cats to jump into piano and start doing all these dance challenges. Some of them started already. Mm-hmm. I saw Blakey.
I also saw
Blakey. Shout out to Blakey. Welcome to piano. Get paid, bro. I love Blakey.
I also love him.
And I know he will fit into piano because he's a lyricist. He writes good music and he's melodic, so he will fit into piano. I'm just saying, if you want to hold on into hip-hop, I'm expecting a lot of hip-hop artists to jump into amapiano. I'm expecting a lot of gospel piano. A lot of gospel piano this year. We're going to see a lot of it. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting a lot of sound fusion from Three Step, I would say, like you were mentioning, because I saw KG The Vibes yesterday was in studio with Meda, so it's probably a fusion of amapiano and some sort of Three Step. I'm guessing.
You think that's gonna happen?
Yeah. I did that in studio yesterday. I think that something is coming. I'm expecting a lot of brand new vocalists.
Same.
Because especially singers, not chanters. Like your Scots and them and
no more rapping. Yeah.
Now I don't think from now till close to Easter's anybody wants to listen to that kind of music. I really doubt.
Okay.
I really doubt. So I'm hoping that happens. I'm expecting Daliwonga to come back. I'm expecting maybe Satriel to come back. I'm expecting those guys who really...
The vocalists
to come back. Like Buhle, SA. Like those vocalists, I'm expecting them to come back and give us a really, really piano way to all start it. I'm hoping something so way to also add value this year.
Okay.
When it comes to the new sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And you, Tahi? You think we're going to get like a Maskandi piano mesh? What kind of vibes do you think we're going to get this year?
I wouldn't say... like a new sound, but I feel like we'll go back to where piano sort of started in a sense, right?
I think so.
Because I spent my entire December listening to Sam Deep's album. Mm. It's actually, what's your album of the year from piano, by the way?
What was my album of the year?
Sviso?
Based on what? Statistics?
Yeah, just your personal favorite.
My personal favorite?
Yeah.
The one that has the song Ere. No, Musa Keys. Not Musa Keys. Who's that guy? Calvin Momo. There's an album that has a blue cover. I think it's Calvin Momo. Am I right?
You were saying, what is your favorite album?
They're going to have me again.
I'll stay with Cubs and Tunes.
But that's from Young. Okay, yes, that's fine. Isimo.
Yeah.
I spent my December listening to Sam Deep's Hit Factory, right? I feel like that's the best produced album. The features just make sense. The singers on there make sense. I feel like this new kid we have on the block, Tatohatsi, she's actually my current favorite right now. I think I spoke about her two episodes back, but she carried that album. I think the best song on that album is called Ekaya, and she's on it. It's speaking about Nyemsamo, it's in Zulu. I barely understand it, but I love it. I love the melody. I feel like she can possibly be our next Amifaku. Do you understand the type of vocalist that we have? We going back to like the originators of amapiano. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're going to move away from the gimmicks, the popcorns, and then we're going to go back to like the real people. There's also people I'm looking forward to, like the likes of the Nachos. There's also a Tracy. They did like a live session on Freshman Amapiano. That was really dope. I'm loving all of that. So that's what's happening with my piano right now. I feel like Sam Deep's album is the direction people should actually take and look at. Because it's got the likes of the Maus, the Nkosasana Daughters, the Sticks, the Babalwa M that carried the album. It's just, it's amazing. It's an amazing body of work. You know, when I had my rental during the festive, I played it from the 24th until I took the car back. Super amazing. I love that album. That's the song. Yeah, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. Did you hear what I said?
I get you.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm listening to you. I'm just confused about the taking the car back. But anyways, it's fine.
Which car? No.
For your rental?
For December. Yeah, I took a Polo for December for a rental so that I can move around with it. Because I remember I had to go to ZB and then I had to go to Skukunu
for Makarap. And then
who said I bought a car?
Okay, it's fine. No, did he buy a car?
The car that...
He did. Why are you lying?
No, the car that Neo... Well, sort of. So, it's not the car I was using for December.
Well, Mike, it's fine. You're lying. It's fine. Let's move on. But I agree with you guys. I think going back to the original sound makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, on that topic of Blackie joining, I'm sure you guys saw that clip of Maporisa with Scott's.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was just hit.
Let me call them out. You see, again, you were at Pori's house eating his food.
Roger KFC.
You were at Pori's house, excited, eating his food, drinking his alcohol, sleeping in his floor, drunk. Eh? Recording music in his studio. Don't come back here with master conversation. I'm telling you, he owns the masters, okay?
And the whole comment section.
And Blackie was there as well. He was in the studio section. In the studio session. I'm just glad that he's willing to, and he can. He's more than capable of, you know, doing Amapiano. And also, let me not say this, rather.
Nah, serious.
No, it's not right.
Why?
I think it's for off A. Because it's very personal. It's regarding, it's very personal, this one. It needs to be discussed first. You know, but it was good seeing all of those people there. We saw Justin 99, PC was there. I think the guys from Freshmen were also there. They were present. Scots was heavily present and stuff like that. And EQ also had his own camp with our Dimpo. So it's camp season now. I don't know if you're gonna have a camp. I wanna go to a camp. Actually, maybe for life. I wanna go to a camp.
I already started working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have a camp.
Yeah.
But only for people who sing. Not.
Oh yeah.
Not for nonsense.
I'd like to attend maybe an EQ camp. I wanna go to an EQ camp. I'd love to go to a Pori camp. Who else? Maybe a Focalistic camp. Yeah, I'd love to go there. Definitely. Hopefully I'll get invited. I'll just ask them, actually.
Ask,
please,
maybe go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful to watch. Apart from the master's issues that I already communicated that he owns, my Pori's own those masters, all of them. It's now the sound that they carry, like Skija, that one they use. I think for that sound to last, my honest opinion, I think we need different vocalists that can do the same, different rappers that can do the same, or pretty much close to that, but a different voice, different trademarks. Because now the minute I hear a song, it's automatically sounds like. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not sure if I'm trying to listen to that now in Jan.
Okay, so I get what you're saying, you know, but now in a sense, these Amapiano artists aren't sleeping anymore because of those type of things, apparently, right? Because now they're thinking, am I going to lost? Am I still going to be in the game? They're comparing me to this guy. But I sound like the last song. Do you understand? I feel like they're working. They trying their absolute best. And eventually we need to be a bit lenient and need to understand where they're sort of coming from. You know? Yes, it's repetitive, but they're trying. It doesn't really sound the same. We need to listen properly and give them a proper ear and try reason with them.
You want to tell me that it doesn't sound the same? I hear every lyric that Scots talk about. It's in Zulu. I hear every lyric that Limek talks about in Zulu, and some words are repeated. Who else? Do you know who is actually trying to do it differently? Yeah. EQ. We need to give EQ a chance.
Wrong? Even are you fighting about the words or like the flow?
The flow is pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, they're still... Here's what misleading or leading them into the wrong direction. It's the fact that you still want to keep this step. You understand? You still want to keep this step. This for you. For I think for them to change the flow, this step needs to change as well. You understand? And then they will be able to imagine another flow. Because now it's different. Like it's the same, dog. It's the same. I heard that clip that they pushed. I heard. It's beautiful to watch. Mm. It's January. People are not rocking, are not drinking. They're out in studio working, which is dope. I appreciate that and I respect them for that. But are we going to consume the same things over and over? Or is this is a time where they should be working in silence? Probably working in silence, give people a break from that sound and allow musicians like your Buhles and them, like I was mentioning, your Taliwongas and them, to like drop music that will shape the air in that sense. And then 3 months later, 2 months later, drop club. Maybe it's just the timing that's wrong.
But I don't think it's the content.
And also with the freshman and them now, I know they're your bruise, bruh. They're pushing the artist the same way now. Come on, it's getting tired. Ah, Smang Man previews new music. Ah, Smang. Now, if you go through that post, dog, there's thousands and thousands of posts that have the same caption. Like, hey, come on, bro. Like,
no, but okay. Also, with regards to this, to those people that do the dances, I don't think it's the content in the music. I don't think it's the lyrics that throw us off.
The beat.
No. It's the taglines. Those are the things that throw us off. So, I mean, I came in the game with that. Are you saying I should leave it and not do it anymore?
No. I'm saying
that. Exactly. It's a tagline that throws us off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, man, hip-hop guys didn't really have, like, taglines, right? But right now, Casper will still perform Doc Shebeleza. He came in with that song. It's his biggest thing. Lee Meg's biggest song was when he was doing those taglines, the whatevers in that song. So he'll always carry that with him.
The problem is with their taglines. Let me explain something. They're almost like a melody. Do you understand? They're almost like a melody. It's not like give me an example of somebody else who's got a tag.
What is
Fuka.
You understand? You understand? It's a bit different because it comes here and then when his song starts, it probably...
And then it disappears.
It's gone. He's going to ask, and then it's going to come. Na-na-na-na. You see? So he doesn't... With them is the tag, where the tag is, the melody and the lyrics continue from that in every song. Listen to it properly. So it becomes like, oh, but I hate this song because the beat don't really change much.
But like, do you understand what I'm saying?
You understand the problem?
Yes, the lyrics is different. The tag is what makes the song sound the same. That's what I'm saying.
The songs sound the same. I won't even lie to you.
You say?
I don't think they all sound the same.
Nah, they sound the same, man.
They all sound the same. It's just the tag that throws us off.
The tag. I think you just when you hear the tag, you automatically assume that. I just think it's a trademark. Like, you know that it's my song. When you hear this is my song. But I don't think every song sounds the same. But I get what you're saying in terms of, let's get, like, a new sound. Maybe
you see, like, for instance, Scott Mapuma has so many personalities.
Yes.
Right? He brought to Malumi that personality. Yes. Anyway. I think, because when I say creativity, I think now he needs to get back to create another personality this year. And then next year, create another personality. Because he's the only one doing that. So I'm giving him a heads up, like, yeah, but you created Malum, create something else. You understand what I'm saying? And move with that for a year or half a year, because otherwise it's not going to be a good year for both of them.
Okay, but
if that doesn't change, we can bet now, it's not going to be a good year for both of them.
Okay, but I mean, honestly speaking, I don't think Focus had a bad year, right? And his music,
not Focus.
I'm giving an example. And his music has never sounded like it's a repetition of the previous song.
Definitely.
Why do you think he wins?
Because Focus... Foka, number one, he's always trying to innovate himself.
But how? Yes, I know. Every artist is.
And also, mind you, Foka is actually very talented.
It boils down
to, did you make it into the music industry because of talent or you made it because of gimmicks?
No, okay. So wait, let me
do you understand what I'm saying?
No, it's fine.
I'm hearing you. No,
Scott is talented. Lee Mack is talented, right? Here's the thing they're missing. Foka listens to old music and he makes it new. Foka samples a lot.
He does.
That's how he wins. That's how Drake has been winning. Sampling. That's what they're missing. Do you understand? Lee Mack tried in that album with that song with Bobby Cooper. That's what I'm saying. He's talented. He's got an ear. He knows that I can make this work. With that, is it what's that song called in with Inkomo? in his album with Bobby Cooper, where they sampled some wedding song. He tried. So he sort of understands. That's how most artists win. With sampling, even the Tito's have been sampling with Doc Shebeleza.
I understand. I get what you're saying, Tag. It all boils down to talent. Again, but ungene ngani ku music industry? Ungene because ama gimmicks bekasebenza ngalesi sikhathi, ungene because you are really talented. And like I said, Scott is talented. He's capable of creating another personality and bring it and make it work. That's what I'm asking him to do now. To say, you created Malume, we bought it, and people fell in love with it. It's a bit overrated now. Like, sizwe kakhulu manje, right? Sit down again and create, go to holidays, do something and come back with something new. Shout out to Bobby Cooper because of listening to what we say in the podcast. I saw a video of her in Yams. It's a mini live performance. Like seriously. Like, no, shout out to Bobby Cooper. Like, shout out to you, sis. Because you can tell she has some kind of vocal training now. And that video, she posted it confidently because she knew that, okay, I'm doing something great. I am actually singing here. You understand what I'm saying? You could tell that thing is rehearsed. It's planned. It's not a first take. They practice that thing and she understands what she now needs to put out in the market. That sounds really beautiful. When I say you didn't sing, now you are starting to sing. This is what I meant.
Yeah. I think she's...
Well done to you, Bobby Cooper.
I think she's going
to
have a good
I am very proud of you.
I think she's going to have a good year.
I'm very proud of you, Pabi.
I think she's going to...
I don't think she's going to be dropping...
I think she was quiet last year. I think she's going to drop a lot of music. She's going to do a lot of shows. She's going to be out there a lot. She might have a good year. She might have a good year.
I'll ask you this later.
So much improvement from you, Cece, and I appreciate it. And if you drop that kind of music that you are making with Yams there, and you are able to do harmonies... She was doing a harmony when the guy she's singing with is doing the lead.
Where did you see this?
And she was doing the harmony. I saw it, I think Freshman something. She was doing, the guy's doing the lead, she sings, and then she takes a break, and then the guy takes over. And then when that guy takes over, she does a harmony for that guy together. Singing. And it was clean. Right? This is what I was asking from you, and you are giving it to me. I'm going to be your fan. We're getting there.
I think she's talented now.
She's working on being talented.
I just think you didn't think she's working on being talented.
She's working on a talent. She's working on her craft. The thing is, when we do say something about you, we don't hate you. It's how you take it and go and what you make out of it. And how she made it, I'm proud of her.
Fantastic.
Shout out, man. So guys, how did you guys feel about Song of the Year? Did you guys see all the radio stations? I think you have the list.
Oh, Song of the Year. Yeah. I said Song of the Year was either going to be Beauty Maroon or Chok Salem.
And it really was.
Right? It was. Saul, for some reason, made it to radio stations.
It was Kawang. Limpopo FM, what was it?
Lisedi.
No, Lisedi.
Yeah, he made it. Shout out to Saul, man.
Nah,
shout
that's
out
to huge. That is so
Why would you say Saul for some reason?
No, because when we did the year-end function, I sat with him and I was like, what do you think is going to be Song of the Year? And we said, we spoke about Beauty Maroon, we spoke about Kwelang, we spoke about Chok Salem. And he's like, and I was like to him, you're probably going to be in the top five. You're not going to be Song of the Year. He's like, he agreed with what I was saying.
And then he was Song of the Year.
Yeah, he's in Northwest. He's in the Free State. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, the song is, the guys is from there. Mm. And the Kawang is a word from Sutu.
And also how... Before you give the list, how Song of the Year changed now? It's personalized now. It's culturized now. It's culturized now. It's no longer what it used to be back then. Because back then, we used to have one Song of the Year. And then maybe a second best Song of the Year.
But that goes without saying. That's exactly what I was saying in the beginning about Limpopo having its genre. KZN having its own whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how we need to have a Song of the Year for the whole country.
For the whole country. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They used to do it, but now I don't know what is happening, man. I think...
MTV tried it, but I don't...
I don't know what is happening with compilers there on radio and the board. I don't know what they're doing there, but now they're sort of messing up the culture.
No, like, change
is good, right? Change is good. Change is really good. We okay, we adapt to the change. But also, if this is now the change they want to move with, they need to also come out and say, hey, this is how Song of the Year work now. Mm. It's no longer like one song for the entire country.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
But it should like, be one song
I remember I did Trends Live early last year, January. We were discussing Song of the Year, right? And then the guy was like, Every radio station makes money. Remember, they vote for like which song they want to be song of the year. So every radio station makes money. So it's going to be hard for us to bring them all together and be like, we want a vote for the songs only. Do you understand? Because everybody's working for their own pocket, right? Everybody's working for the listeners.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
But
back then, we'd have DJs Boo, who has the biggest song in the country that would run for like 8 months. So it'd be hard to ignore. Unlike now, where we have music dropping.
Yeah, exactly.
Things are quicker now. Okay. And there's social media, there's TikTok, there's so much influence. Unlike back then, when we just really relied on radio and like CDs and stuff.
I get what you're saying, but there should also, it should be public knowledge. It should be explained.
Yeah, you understand?
It should be explained. Good, from now on, Song of the Year, this is how it's work. Ukhozi FM will have its own song. Metro will have its own song in the same building. Mm. Imagine. The same building, there's about 6 different songs of the year. You understand? Same office.
Yeah.
So it's confusing.
Okay.
So, but they need to share the knowledge so that Tina Sia has a song, which, okay, this is our song of the year. If it's like that, and then I know if I want to drop a Zulu song, I must go campaign it to Ukhozi throughout instead of focusing on all radio stations. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. How did you feel about the song of the year? Did it make sense to you?
Which one?
That was across the board.
Let's go through the list, right?
Go through the list.
But you guys owe me R1,000 each. You know, you owe me.
Yeah.
But I also said Birima Rung and Tinging. And
I feel like I also said it.
No.
I did. We can go back to the clips. Am I lying?
This is what happens when he doesn't want to pay the bill. It's exactly this. We have to go through the
I'll pay you. No, we really again. Did pay. You are. It's fine.
But, so Birima Rung was number one in 6 radio stations.
Okay, which ones?
Right? Being Ligwala Gwala, Mitsweding, YFM, Radio 2000, Kaya, and Metro FM, right? Those are 6 stations. And then...
That had Birima Rung.
Yeah, that had Birima Rung.
Okay.
And then Ukhozi, I did say... remember Ukhozi FM, I was like, it's probably going to be... The song is going to be Song of the Year in KZN. Song was it?
A Maskandi song. That one, Yamahu.
Exactly. Gucci. It was Gucci. And then Lesedi had Kabang, Tobela FM. Obviously, in Limpopo had...
What? Slema.
Yeah.
Neurons.
And then Gagazi FM had... Is Dagiwe Spali. I don't know what song that is. And then
there's a song from Lips also, Stucky West, but
who's
the one? Stucky West.
Where's Gagaz? Is it in KZN?
Yeah. Why did that song make it there and not in Limpopo? It's crazy because that's like Master KG sound.
I don't know. And then Umklobo. It's crazy. Umklobo Wenene. Umklobo is a radio station. It's Umklobo Wenene, ne?
Yeah.
It's a song by Kuzan. It's called Imbongolo.
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 Do you know the song?
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So that's pretty much it. But Birima Rung has most of the songs, most of the radio stations. So I think that should be Song of the Year, actually.
But can I say, I think it's a good song.
There's a radio station in Venda that gave Song of the Year to Lee Royal.
Which song?
And the Bomakas were wiling out.
Who's Lee Royal?
It's Palapala, I think.
Palapala.
Is it not there in that list?
I don't have it yet.
They gave it to Lee Royal. Yeah, it's Palapala. Gave it to Lee Royal. Bomba Cats were wiling out that side.
Well, who's Royal?
That's
Royal
not fair. Who's Lee Royal?
Lee Royal? You know, man, Lee Royal, man. You met Lee Royal, man.
Give us a song.
I don't know if a hit single. He's still on Solos DJ.
I don't know him.
Crazy, ne?
I've never met him.
Yeah, but it's my friend. They gave him a Song of the Year. He was telling me, they gave me Song of the Year and Manji Bang Luis and all that.
I'm so
jaded. Some song in Venda, man. I just forgot the name, man. Some song in Venda, one song of the year that time. It was crazy, dog. They were out there celebrating with C. You know, some asked, what the fuck is going on? I don't know, Lirale, Song of the Year. I'm like, oh, whoa. But yeah, they're my bros. Anyway, I'm happy because they're my bros. So we're winning.
But guys, what I was saying is, I feel like with Birima Rung, I think it's a great song, but I just feel like people are so quick to forget the hits throughout the year. Like, I feel like it blew up last minute. And look, it was a huge song. I will not deny that. Mm-hmm. But dude, I just feel like people are forgetting, like, Epazim. Like, dude, that song carried us the whole year. And the thing is, Birima Rung, I'm telling you this for free. In March, you're not going to dance to it the way you did in December. That's just the truth.
What?
People are... What
you say now?
You're not going to dance to Birima Rung until March.
Oh, so now you agree to what I just said now? Good. I don't think we want to hear what Pori and them are making now. Maybe they can make it in private. That's what you're saying now.
I'm just saying.
Am I wrong?
No, but I get what you're saying. But I'm saying
wrong? But it's,
song,
is it not the same thing, gents?
Is it the same
thing? It's not the same thing. It's the same thing. So now here you are agreeing now again. So you're contradicting yourself.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's Dubai fever.
Anyways.
You said we're not going to be listening to Biri Marung in March?
Dude, you're not going to dance. Look, you'll listen to it there, but it's not going to pop the same way.
Not going to slap the same way.
You see, November and December, it was insane, but it's not going to pop the same. Whereas, if I seen you listen to that song the whole fucking year, dude. The whole year. Even now, I listen to it and I'm still
Do you know which song is number one now on streams? Kelvin Momo Sinom Solo. Why? Because people are more chilled.
Yeah, and it's you relaxed.
You relaxed.
Nope, you're wrong.
Which song
so
is number one?
Do you think it deserved this?
Biri Marung becomes the first debut, ne? Number one debut. Song in over 2 years to spend the first consecutive weeks at number one. Biri Marung is still number one.
Kelvin, bro, where do you get these things, bro?
On Spotify. This is Spotify. This is Spotify. Spotify. This is Spotify.
Okay,
this is my prep.
What's number two?
I'm not sure. I just got for Biri Marung because I know we're gonna have a debate about it because it's a song of the year. Biri Marung has been number one.
But it doesn't deserve
Kelvin Momo. Kelvin Momo is charting, but he's not doing the numbers that Biri Marung is doing. Let's not. I know you guys don't feel Biri Marung.
No, I know
you guys
song.
Think it's popcorn. I know you guys think we're not gonna be listening to the song in March.
Dude, you won't listen.
But
to
we
March.
Cannot deny the success of the song.
But okay, we're not denying that.
I am telling you now. Okay, wait. Well, when is Afro Nation? Afro Nation is happening in July. Anger. You are gonna hear Biri Marung at Afro Nation. I am telling you now.
But also those people listen to the popcorn songs.
I am telling you now, we might see Tebo Hojima Shihu at Afro Nation if Pori takes him along to go perform Biri Marung that side. I'm telling you now. It is the biggest song we have in the country. Like it or not.
No, dude. I'm sorry. People are so quick to forget.
No,
I'm not saying it's a bad song. I think it's a great song.
We've forgotten about Jolabami. I'm not denying that. We forget, we move on.
But that's not carried through.
That's the thing. It's still early to forget about Biri Marung.
We're just saying that if a song pops in like late year, like November, December, the odds of it being Song of the Year right now are so high because people just forget all the really good songs that happened throughout the year. That's what we're saying.
Okay, I have a quick question for him. So do you think, remember back then we had Sister Bettina as a classic, it's a classic even now. Do you think Biri Marung is going to go to the same level for your guys' generation?
As a classic?
Yes.
As the songs that when you hear when you say Sister Bettina, you know. So do you think Biri Marung is going to be the same thing?
Before I answer that, do you think Nika is going to be a classic?
Huh?
Yes, I think.
Nika is a classic.
I think it's a classic. That is definitely a classic.
Biri Marung is not going to be a classic, but it's going to be one of those songs that has like a lot of memories when we listen to.
I don't think you're going to play it for your kids.
Huh?
You wouldn't play it for your kids, but you'll play it again.
It's going to be a song that when it's dropped or played or whatever, we're going to be like, yo, at this time, this was happening.
But it's not.
We have a lot of memories
one.
From that. No, we
course.
Can't brush it off like that. It's big.
Dude, yeah. Sorry. But crazy list. Crazy ass list. But shout out to them, man. It was a great song. They ate it up. All right, let's move on to our beat breaks. Viso, lead us. What are we breaking down today?
Do you want me to?
What?
I can now.
Are you gonna break it down?
Biri Marung.
Break it down. Guys, I don't know.
I think we're doing Kabza the Small. And you have it.
What's the song called? I just know the word. Escodin. Nasempini, what does it mean?
Nasempini, it's like God has my back, even if at war, whatever, tribulations, whatever.
Thank you for dropping after playing it in the club for God knows how long. Thank you for dropping, yo.
That song is too much, man.
Fire.
That song is too much. The gospel in it. I don't know if there's actually an original song. Is there an original song? There's an original song, so they remade the song. They killed it. The way the lock drum sings with the melody, the lock drum. It's a lock drum, but it's not a lock drum. I don't know how they did it. I don't hear a lot of Pori there. I don't know why Pori is there on that song.
Yeah.
I know Pori's production. I can't feel anything there that he might have done for the song.
Yeah?
Yeah, but his name is there, so he owns it. Who else is on the song? Stark Have. I feel more his production, like Neo was saying, and him. He was saying that they feel like the rest just put their name on it. Yeah, well, because honestly speaking, I don't feel also Kabza's production there, Kabza's hands.
Okay.
Yeah, but Stark Have, he came with something new there, and I think he needs to do another one. It's a really dope song. It's a gospel lyric, melody, very spiritual, and still it's a song that you can dance at groove, and it will rock you at groove. I love that song. I'm jamming to it right now.
Same.
Yep.
Same. Do you like the song?
Yeah, I think it's dope.
You like the beats?
Honestly, I haven't paid attention to it that well.
In the club, you don't, when it plays, you don't go...
Like a speaker, you know.
Yeah, yo, so real. Yeah, that is you. Okay, beautiful. Now, no, guys,
but can I just wait? Dude is gone. Eh? I want to talk about Birimarung a little bit.
Yo, listen, you're in this song.
About what?
Birimarung. Do it.
Focus verse. Like, do you guys understand what he's talking about?
I don't. Is,
you know, do you guys understand? Like,
but break it down. But why you want to do another beat break?
No, it's not a beat break. I'm just talking about the lyrics in that song.
Break it down for us.
Nanga ujela, I'm a hater.
Mandela. Yeah, right there. Nanga mjava mshuga ufela, ne? I'm a hater. Ne? Mandela. Do you understand it?
Why? Because that's about
Mandela. Mandela does the shoulder dance, right? Oh. I'm a hater. Mandela, right? And then he's like, where does it goes? Unilever. It goes to a package, ne? Unilever. Obereding. Kemalema. Like, do you get it?
No. Explain.
Like.
Unilever's the pads, ne?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You smart. Do you understand? He's like a package. Unilever is the pads.
We package the pads.
It's a company that does pads. Go over reading means over reading. Go what that's all. That's where the pad sits. I know it's an umbrella company, but in the sense he's referring to pads, right? And he's like over reading. Ke Malema. Malema, Julius Malema, red overalls.
Oh,
EFF. Like
your period.
You get it.
Okay.
You get it.
That's really good.
And it goes deeper, but I feel like, should I?
No. He waited for you to leave, eh? He's like, okay, dude, this guy.
I just want to do, can I please finish this off next week? I want to do the whole verse.
No, finish
please.
Today.
It's I just give time. You guys a taste of it. Because I've been telling people the same thing throughout this year. I was like, do you understand this verse? Do you understand it?
It's
do you understand? Because he drops bars, bro.
Yeah.
He drops bars. Even when he says things like, Maradona get autumn weather. Uduisa tata. Like, do you get it?
I don't, really.
I think they would get it. Maradona get autumn weather. Uduisa tata.
Yes, next picture is it
falls. Like, you know, in autumn, the trees like lose their leaves and stuff. So he says, Maradona get autumn weather. Uduisa tata.
Oh.
Like,
he's a lyrical genius.
He's a lyrical genius, bro. Yeah. He's a lyrical genius. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're good. I'll just break down Birimarung next week. The verse. Focus verse.
Yeah, I think
that's beat breaking it next week. That's for you.
Yeah.
We've got you.
Cool. Man, shout out to Foka, man. Like I said, he's very talented. And one of the most consistent artists ever.
Cash content.
True. But yeah, I don't know why we put him on number 8 on Piano Wrapped. I don't know why we put Z above him. Honestly, that hurt my feelings. I still don't get it, man. I still don't get it. Like, when I watched Piano Wrapped, I realized that it wasn't well structured. We tried, but we just didn't realize. We didn't follow criteria. We didn't have like a right criteria of things to follow. We're just speaking about the things we personally know. Because with Henry, there was legit talking about Z, what she does, whatever and stuff. I spoke about Fuka, the things I know. You spoke about whatever, the personal stuff.
We had split it and we sent it to but it was like, we're not going to do two episodes. So we just going to have to incorporate everyone in once. Yeah. So that's probably what fucked it up. Because we couldn't like put everybody in their category, and then that way we were gonna win. But
but I just wanna say that there is no way. Sorry for this disrespect, Vocalistic. There's no way Singumala had a better year than Vocalistic. There is no way. She'll never be a bigger artist. Maybe in the next, I don't know, couple of years. Not now. She's not a bigger artist now, bro. That was just very disrespectful. I'm sorry. Even we put Z above Kelvin Momo. Yo, but to the person that edited that was really dope, man.
I haven't watched it.
That was amazing. The editing was really dope, bro. The camera work. Remember how, like, there was, like, I mean, we were like seven,
yeah,
right?
We were
seven, but there was a time where you could see, like, one person in a single frame. Like, I was like, yeah, the editing is amazing, bro. That was really dope. Big shout out to Black Studios. Never heard you edited it. Shout out, man. That was amazing. Shout out. And I'm thinking, I was like, when I was watching, I was like, yo, I wonder what Mac is saying. Yeah. But this thing is a maze, Bella. The audience. But I'm sorry. Let's move on.
Let's move on, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Now, I wanted to discuss what's going on in people's lives. People are making big strides this year. I saw that Musa Keys is actually going to headline his first show in the US. So shout out to him. That's a very big achievement. I also know that Scott and Lima Crazy, they're also doing something, ne?
Yeah, I know Scott Mapuma and Lima Crazy are going to headline their first show out in the UK. They're doing it on the 29th and the 30th. They're doing two shows of March, right? The first one is, it's called UK Headline Debut, right? The first one is in Birmingham on the 29th. And the second one is in London on the 30th of March. So it's Scott and Limac. I saw this off of the management statuses on WhatsApp. So I'm not just looking for gossip. This is great stuff also, you know? Another thing that I saw, like, in during the course of December, remember I spoke about the fake Hennessy's that's been going around and stuff. So Shims also posted that that his venue, you know, that what's, is it Hangout?
Hangout in Tembisa,
1632. He said,
shooting there, man?
This is what he's, no, I want.
Dude, when are we shooting there before we finish the traveling around?
Okay, so on Facebook, he said, stop drinking Hennessy till they start out the fake stock thing out. We're going to stop ordering it because our supplier, which we've been using from day one, is also now getting this fake Hennessy. He must say, but this thing, because it reflects bad on the business, on us, rather. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's one thing I saw that's really important, and I applaud him for that because we're really dying as a country. We can't have that, you know.
It's bad.
I've stopped drinking Henny unless I buy it from like a credible retail, like
macro,
legit, because like Macro, Shoprite or whatever. Otherwise, I don't drink it. Another thing I saw was I mentioned this early last year. Remember when Piano was really a hit in 2020, and we had songs like Umsebenzi Wethu, Ulazi, the Amaroto mixtape that were dropped on all DSPs. They were removed at some point. They were dropped under BIB, which is Black is Brown by JZQ, right? They were removed. You couldn't find them anywhere. You could find them like pirated on like YouTube and stuff like that. They went up and I think they went through like a legal battle. I don't remember which company it was. But they've since been put back on. I think they went back on sometime in December. And then Jay-Z posted about it. And I've really been enjoying the albums, you know. The albums that carried songs like Giz Lele and stuff like that. Those albums, they're back on DSPs now. And I'm really proud that that's back up. And they're still under Black is Brown.
Oh, yep.
Shout out to them. Yeah.
Shout out to Jay-Z.
Man.
And then opening acts for Chris Brown.
Guys, Lim Crazy was so good. He was so good. I watched him.
But was Lim Mac an opening act, or was he brought on by Major League?
Joe.
No, he was. I think he was brought on because obviously Major League was performing.
Major League DJs just decided to put everybody on and excluded the ones who didn't want. They were in charge. For the first time, celebrities there were treated like fans. That was nice to watch. That was really nice to watch. Like, South African celebrities were treated like fans there, like proper fans. They were amongst the people. And that's really beautiful for them also to, yeah, well, it humbled them. None of them got a picture with Brown. Most of them would have done what they did with Busta Rhymes and go to Makubenjalo with them. They didn't get that shit with Brown. Shout out to Major League. They made sure they kept Chris Brown exclusive. Papap, I'm at Istualaikai. Papap.
Why are we giving a shout-out to Major League for keeping Brown exclusive?
They were in front. They're the only ones that were able to call Polly to be on their set. Call whoever to be on their
set. Polly was the following
day. Major League was the one opening, was the opening act. Major League. So whoever came after that, they put him on.
Shout-out Uncle Vinny. He was there.
They put him on. They put him on.
Yeah, he killed it. He rocked the crowd. I saw videos. He rocked the crowd. I'm really proud of him.
The crowd.
I'm proud of him.
I was supposed to see him do
Yeah.
No, guys,
I'm proud of Lee Mack. Even, Ricky Lenora was on there. I was surprised. Day, I was like, yeah.
What you be with Rick? Rick is dope.
And what did I say?
No, he's not fighting him. He's saying he was there. Like, wow.
But you say even.
No, I guess he's just saying even, like, even he was there. Even
was there.
He's not fighting. Don't worry.
Okay.
But no, guys, I think everybody did a good job. Like, it was good to watch.
But I feel like Chris Brown didn't really enjoy South that much. He should have been to places like...
It was too restricted, right?
Yeah, he should have... Who was it up to? Was it up to Major League?
But
who took him to Louis, bro?
But Major League
took him to Temple?
Major League had
a hand. Paid him. I think they paid him.
What do you mean? The clubs.
I'm pretty sure the clubs paid him.
No, but
table bookings.
Yeah, but I understand. You're in South Africa. You already made a lot of money off of at the stadium. Do you understand? Go to where the culture is, bruh.
Because
you've
gone fighting for me.
They've gone to Jalos.
You know what? Yes. That's what I'm saying.
You could have watched a movie there. You could have seen a dope movie.
Go to Makube Njalo. Go to Piano Hub.
Maybe no one invited him.
Come to Layuvi.
Did they invite him? Layuvi is a bit crazy. That's a bit of a push.
You know what I'm saying? Come to Pitori.
But did they invite him?
We can joke now.
If you want him to go to Pretoria, you can rather go to Moloko maybe.
But did they invite him? No, I don't think they invited him. I think he was.
But it's fine, man. Shout out to those who were in front. They did really well. Casper Nyovest didn't get a picture with Chris Brown. It was Pape Lala. And many more.
Yeah, do you think we capable of a production like that as a country? I see the stage. The stage we can definitely do, but
we are capable of the production
flying,
like that.
The flying. I don't know how he flies and then he does a backflip as he's flying there.
Did you see the
video? Capable of production like that if the problem is in a country, South Africa has very corrupt people. We are very corrupt. So once you get a tender, you want to eat and not do the job.
What?
I was answering to you.
You know what's crazy, number of thoughts, is that they pulled up a video of what Makazi did.
It was so sad, dog.
Before.
Yo, guy. No, whoever they did it so dirty, dude.
She fill up a show, man. Shout out to Makazi Olas.
Yeah.
And man, that flying thing.
Shout out to Nibs to go and support her. But that one was nice to watch.
But which artists are you expecting to, probably predicting to, do a production like that and, fly around a stadium? Like Chris Brown did in South Africa. From South Africa, not just from South Africa.
In piano or just all over?
In piano.
Okay, before I answer you, do you know what the flying resembles?
What does it resemble?
What does it resemble?
An eagle.
What the flying resembles?
Being better than
everyone. So this is actually a question for Makhadz. Ungenapi.
Yeah.
No, why? No, why are you out flying in stadiums? No,
but do you know why?
No.
Okay,
no,
let me try to answer you. Nah, I might be wrong, but I'm possibly right. I'm mostly right. Remember, you said that people buy VIP tickets, and they see Chris Brown from very far. Do you understand? So he was flying around the stadium, so everybody could just sort of see him and get a closer look and a closer feel. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand me? I feel like Makazi was probably trying to... But she did it before. She was probably trying to do the same thing so that everybody could see her around the stadium.
She didn't do it before Chris Brown. She saw it because who else did?
No, Makazi did it. She didn't do it at her show. Makazi did it before.
No, I'm trying to say... I kalwanga uye.
Ini? Into your fufa?
Yeah. Mm. Even Pabi Cooper did it. And it was Pab.
Pabi Cooper flew. You don't know. It's some bad thing. When she was hot, Pabi Cooper was hot.
Was
bruh.
It good?
2022, 2021?
Was it good?
Eh?
Be honest.
Yeah, it was lit.
Okay, you didn't answer my question. My question was, do you know what flying resembles?
What does it resemble?
Do you know any human being that can fly?
No.
Those who are flying?
Oh, God.
I wish crafts.
Right?
Yes.
Do your homework and... DM me and tell me if I'm
so. What are you saying? It resembles Illuminati.
I think it's demonic.
No, you're saying it's demonic. You're saying it's Illuminati style.
Aye. Do you know a human being that can fly? My imbega like Chris Brown, it fly now. Will it fly?
No.
It won't. Right. So do your research in flying and what resembles.
But I don't think it's that deep.
To you here because you're just a fan.
Oh, so you telling me?
So you but we no, don't wait, see
no, it's deep for them. Trust me. Trust me. For them, it's very deep.
Oh, for artists, it's deep.
For them, it's very deep.
Also,
for people like Chris Brown, it's very deep. For people like Michael Jackson, back in the days, was huge. Was very important for them to do it. And I'm not sure if they really love it. I'm not sure if they love flying. I'm not sure if they are told to fly. They are ordered. I don't know, but I don't think there's any human being who wants to fly.
But so wouldn't you fly if you were given the opportunity? Oh. If I was at a concert, I want to fly. If I'm performing, why would I not fly?
Yeah, it depends on what you want to do. Do you know what ritual are you thinking?
So you think it's a ritual?
I don't know.
So you tell me about Kuba's performing a ritual when she was flying, they were sunbed.
When is it as us? Just like my cards. You see, it's this thing of following everything that happens in the US. What were you doing, Pab? She doesn't know what she was doing there. Trust me. I'm sure she hates it now. She watches it. I'm sure she doesn't like it. Yeah. So the bottom line is, before we adopt other people's cultures and principles and rituals, try understand it before you adopt it. Because now you might be praising things that you are not supposed to be praising.
I don't think it's that deep. Honestly, I don't think it's that deep. He's just making it deeper than it's supposed to be. But which I'm a piano artist would you like to see like fly in a stadium like that? Imagine my producer flying there.
Oh, no. No, dog.
Why are you saying no?
No, guys. To be honest, like, I don't have an eye for anyone in piano doing that. I'd only say like a hip hop artist. Like,
maybe Zee Nxumalo would fit. Zee Nxumalo would fit, man. Come on. Vocalist would fit.
Flying.
Yeah, he would fit. Focus.
Benny Marung in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, you're dead legit. You understand what I'm saying? No. That would fit. Any artist from your head?
All right. No. I want no one to fly on my piano.
Hi. All right, guys.
No one.
Hey, yeah. Anyways, for today's big debate, speaking about flying and flying high, who do you guys think is going to have a really good year this year? Out of all the artists we've discussed, I mean, we did piano raps. We spoke about the people that are at the top. Do you think they're going to still have a good year? Like, my big question is, who's going to have a good year in your opinion? You can give me two artists each.
Who's going to have a good year?
Yeah. And then to make it spicy, when you're done answering, you can tell me who you feel like. Ish, I feel like your time is a bit shaky.
Oh, like, are we doing one?
You can do two people who you think are going to have a really good year, your predictions.
Okay.
And then one person who you feel like, ish, I don't know if you're going to pop as much.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
Let's start.
Who's starting?
You're starting.
I'm starting.
Mm-hmm.
My first artist is this girl that I've been listening to throughout December. Like I said, I'm going to focus on young and upcoming artists.
Beautiful.
I'm going to say Tato Hati, right? She's on the biggest song right now with Same Deep. It's got a star on Apple Music. It's called Ekaya. Tato Hati, Same Deep, herself. Natural, and Sticks, right? So I think she's an artist to really look out for. She's a good singer. Like I said, I already referenced her to the likes of Ami Falk, right? She's really dope. She's on the come up.
How old is she? Do you know?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't know. I followed her yesterday on like Instagram.
Okay.
Because I think she's very dope. So she's an artist to look out for. I think she's going to be on the rise. Other than that, I think also this guy, Zuitoven. Yeah, he's on. Nero was the one that told me about him last year, and I've been seeing him on a lot of projects. I saw him on Same Deeps. What is that? He has a project with Yams. I spoke about it last year, Soul Buddies. Mm. I don't know if you remember it. I spoke about Soul Buddies.
I think
those are the artists to look out for this year. I think they're going to have a good year. They're on the rise. They're doing really amazing.
Do you think performance-wise, they're going to do good as well?
Performance-wise, we haven't really seen them out there, but they might just, they just need to look at what the likes of the Z's are doing. So she's out wearing heels now, rehearsing.
Yeah.
You know, just look at that.
That the effort. Vocal
practices like Bobby Cooper's doing now. Mm. You know, there's so many lessons you can learn from just watching what other people are doing and improve on it and make it better. So I think Zuitoven for me and Tato Hearts are really going to stand out.
Who do you feel like that's popping right now might have a tricky year? Or they don't even have to be popping like that, but do you feel like, ish, I don't know if this is going to be a good year. And if you maybe change this, it'll get better
I think Zee Nxumalo might not have her best year like she did last year.
So do you feel like she's peaked?
I don't
I don't know if she still has more to give besides probably featuring these big artists, like probably working with like a Gabza or again going to Durban and working with Dala Tugzin. You know, her album isn't just a game. I don't even know one song from it. I didn't hear one song played throughout the festive. I can't even name a song from her project. But Henry was on the panel telling us that it's topping and it's doing well. He agreed to it as well. I don't know what song. I don't even know if he can name me three songs from Isn't Just a Game, you know? But it is what it is. I don't think she's going to have a good year. Brand-wise, she might do well. She is going to make money, but I don't think her music is going to reach the streets if she's doing it solo without the big artists, like maybe, you know, the Kabzas, like I said, the probably, I don't know if she's ever going to work with like the likes of Kelvin Momo and stuff like that.
That's
so,
fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I don't agree with you with Z not doing well this year. And I also don't agree with you with this kid that is on, what's her name? Tattoo Hearts.
Tattoo Hearts, yeah.
She's not going to run the year. Still early. Takes a lot of preparation and training to get to the person you're comparing her with, or you think that it will, she'll get to that level. Take years. She just started now. So she's going to improve, but she's not going to have, it's not going to be her year. Not by a long shot. She's not. Trust me. She's not. Who else did you mention? This
Beethoven.
What does he do?
He's a vocalist. Sings there.
Which song did he sing?
He's on Simdi's album, Amantombazan, which is really dope. It's one of the best songs we have there. And also, the project he has with Yams, Soul Buddies.
It's fine if you say that we're going to start paying attention to them. As for them running and control the year, it's going to be very impossible.
No, but I never said they're going to control. I said to
Yeah, but that's four. The question is that, Kutu, who do you feel like this year? Like, you see, last year we had Lee Mack. Last year we had Scott Mapool.
Yeah, but
last
remember,
year we had Zing Mal, right?
Mm.
Who this year?
Yeah. Like I said in the beginning, I want to give shine and light to these young and upcoming people that I never mentioned. Because obviously it's easy to throw a Lee Mack, it's easy to throw a Scott. What about these other guys that are doing well and nobody's speaking of? Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you shouldn't brush them off like that. It's a bit unfair.
Okay.
I'm not brushing them off. I'm trying to make sense of the question that was asked. Right?
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
What was your question?
Yeah, but it's cool.
Give
us your thing. Give us your name.
What do you think for you?
There's someone that will run the year.
Yeah, two people who you feel like, it's your time. And maybe it can be people that are maybe making a comeback.
I think Dali Wonga will do a lot better this year. Okay. Dali Wonga will run the show this year. Trust me.
He's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back. I had a chance, an opportunity to listen to a couple of songs. He's moving differently. The music is different, but it's still Dali Wonga, and he innovated himself.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dali Wonga for that. I think he's going to come back. I think Dali Wonga is going to come back as a vocalist.
Beautiful.
Who else do I think will run the year? Like getting booked,
fucked up.
Because that's what I think your question is. I really hope she doesn't let me down. Because the PR strategy of hers is a bit critical. I think Babalwa M will run the streets this year.
Damn. You write for this girl, eh?
Eh?
You write for her.
No, I'm watching her.
Okay.
We're not even friends. But I'm just watching.
So you think
so? In terms of who's going to get more bookings, musically run the show and stuff like that, I think Babalwa M and Dali Wonga, if they pay attention right now, this is the best time for them to. And also Babalwa M needs to start going solo, like alone. She must disassociate her name with Kelvin Momo because she will stay private. So it's something that management needs to play with. You understand what I'm saying? So I think she will do very well. Who don't I think will do well this year that did very well last year? I don't think Scott Mapuma will have a good year.
But do you think Babalwa would do well far from private? Who would you rather have a work with?
Remember he's a producer. Gapsa, you run said Gapsa.
No, without I mean, not Gapsa was obviously gonna give her that soft.
Commercial,
yeah. Speaker. Do you think she'll do well like a speaker?
Yeah, he does speakers now and then.
With who?
You say Kabza?
No, I'm talking about Babalwa M. What's speakering?
Yeah, I think with her falsetto, she can do any speaker song. Not Scoop, yours. But a song like I don't know, like a commercial house, like a commercial piano song.
Produced by who?
Who would I want Babalo to work with? I think she must try work with Dem Tudor and Musical Chef.
No, but that's still Cubs. That's still similar to Cubs that are small. That's mid Spigara. That's mid, like, you think she can work with someone like a Vigro?
No,
because Vigro and Abo Chopa are for the streets.
She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do that. But would she fit around Abo Soa Matrix? She would. That commercial piano, like me nana we satalelwana, sing along piano, like kwelanga. It's the best way to put it, like kwelanga. She would do it.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, Babalo already had a great year last year. She had an amazing year.
Was, yeah,
but
I feel like though? I feel like
last year was probably one of the best years she's had. Yeah, in a that's while.
If her
features were amazing, and the numbers she did last year were crazy.
That's why she drops her eye on the ball now. She can this be one of the most booked.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially now that she's single.
Oh, okay. So you say
they broke up?
She's single.
How sure are you?
Hey, it's not alleged.
For real?
Nah, it's not alleged. She's single.
So they at that time they had broken up for real.
No, that was PR. I think they manifested it and then it happened.
when I mean, bro, it's only like, what is it?
You say, be careful what you say with your mouth.
We're 10 days into 2025.
Bro, like, be careful what you say with your mouth.
Yeah?
You understand what I'm saying? Because God ended up delivering.
Hey, how do you know they broke up?
They broke up.
Okay.
For real?
Let's leave it there.
You lied.
Yeah. I'm not lying.
No, shut out. That's
crazy. They're not together.
So hopefully it's going to be all over social media soon, ne?
Yeah?
Hopefully it'll single? Be all over that.
It's old news.
Is it old?
I'm saying it's old because they already said they broke up. So media already knows. So it doesn't come. But that time, they were still together. They were still living in the same house. Now they're not in the same house. I'm 100% sure.
Oof.
This year, we're not rocking a legend. It is unnecessary.
Yeah. We're saying it's real things.
It's facts.
Fight me.
Facts.
But like me and her like the same height, ne?
No.
You and?
Me and Babalo.
No,
she's a bit shorter than me.
No, exactly, no.
No. Yeah, but they could be the same height.
Why do we have an audience?
Tim is like, yeah, you good.
I mean, no.
I think
I'm a bit taller than her, right?
Nah.
But would you even date an artist? Be real. Would you actually do it?
Definitely. Why not?
You would?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll just keep it.
Babalo M. I like her. She thinks she's dope. I think she's beautiful. I think she's dope, man. I think she's dope.
Okay, who would you date in the industry?
Babalo M.
Who else? He's cooking. Don't worry. He has a car. He has money. He'll take care of you.
Vula.
I'm good. I mean, come on, my airline obviously.
Please date?
Passenger princess.
Thank
there.
You. Yes, sir.
Sunroof out.
And it's actually easy. It's actually easy to follow Babalo M stories. Like, it's actually easy to understand what Babalo is going through in her life because she put it into music. Mm. Listen to her music. But now that they're no longer together or whatever. As an artist, it's very dangerous to write stuff because they end up happening sometimes.
No, but when she wrote that song Utata, which was basically about the breakup, the whole whatever.
And she was going through it.
She was going through it, yeah. And I feel like the best songs come from experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Chok Salem.
Going through it.
Yes.
Hey. 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 Hey.
True.
Apparently, that boy is not happy with me.
Oh.
But Karishma's boyfriend.
You know, I was chatting to him, I had no idea that it was him. I don't know. I didn't know.
He's not that clean.
What do you mean he's not that clean?
In that like a case.
Oh, that I don't know. I've never met him.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
Okay, so you're saying Scott's not going to have his best job?
Yeah, Scott's one. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But I don't see him having a good year.
Unless, what do you think must change?
Unless he introduces a new character.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want him to win, I'm going to give him introduce a new character. Introduce to Malume, Mosne. Introduce Auntie or something, Ukoko or something. Introduce somebody else. you will win and make that your trend. You are capable of introducing different things. I hope you take this as
constructive criticism.
You understand? Because I'm a fan of him and he's a comedian. It's fun. Like, he's always playing. You understand? So he can create another character. So he's a comedian in the music space. He needs to continue with that. I'm sure he didn't see it shaping like that. So this is me trying to shape it for him like that.
Okay.
Because I want him to win.
And just a quick question. This is not relevant to our topic. But do you guys think, like, we're going to have more, like, girl DJs again this year? Like, booking the baddies.
Oh, I hope not.
Do you think we're going to book talent?
I hope not. I hope we're not going to have baddies.
Marketing over talent, yeah.
I hope we're not going to have baddies, more baddies. Please, whoever holds the key there, keep it locked for now. Can we please improve these ones we have? Let allow us to mature them. You see, like Faith is a woman now. No BBL, no nothing. Reality kicked. You see,
Faith,
yeah,
she's so pretty.
Yeah, but she's more beautiful now than when she was trying to be fake and be a baddie. Now is a woman. She's able to post pictures without a weave. Yeah, bro? I like that. So please keep Lattice Kia and let's mature Abo Goldie. Oh, another person that should have a good year is a female DJ. Checho Leng should have a good year. I'm rooting for her too. Yeah. Checho Leng should have a good year also.
Okay. Okay, gents. I think now it's time to vote. Né? So, guys, who do you think won who won today's debate? Tabang? Damn. Okay. Now. Okay. Dudu. Tahi. Swizo. It's 3-2. My vote doesn't count. Oh, yes, yeah, he can break it. Tevin, who are we voting for, babe? Yeah. Wow. Do you guys?
There's a reason why he's shocked because he spoke about unknown people.
I was about to say, do you know the people?
Most of you guys.
You know them.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you listen to?
Nah, bro.
I've been consuming a lot of piano.
No, well done, dog.
I'm for the culture now.
Nah, was putting you on. Don't act smart, yeah.
First win for...
Now, stop putting this guy on. What papa? He doesn't cosign you.
Sauta, this is our first win for 2025.
Thank God.
I hope this happens every week, every Tuesday.
Every we must Tuesday, win debates. Every
Big shout out to Nemo for putting me on. Yeah. But honestly, I've been listening to a lot of piano. I have been. You know, I'm probably like, don't listen to as much hip hop as I used to like last year.
I think I need to spend time with
I listen to a lot of piano and I'm enjoying it as I should. It's a South African genre and we need to be proud of it.
Period.
As we should.
Shout out to you. There's a lot of people that we can't tell what's going to happen in a year. We have to keep thinking every day. Oh, and you're going to tell me how to take him out.
The one right home. That's familiar.
I really didn't feel his argument. I don't want to lie. I thought it was really pop.
No, but those are the people you don't
but
know.
But I take loss. Like, me, if I lose, I lose. But I'm just saying, like, from my honest opinion.
I thought you mentioned somebody like, who's that lady? The one that you said I didn't like. But I love her. No, she has this prayer song out now.
Nontoko Some Kids.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, but Nontoko Some Kids is not piano. That's why I didn't mention her.
Hey, but that song is as far as doing well, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like she needs a mention. Oh. Nontoko Some Kids.
Okay, shout out to Nontoko.
I was also, Star Healer was in studio.
Yeah.
Guess with who?
With who?
Your boy.
My boy who?
JL.
When?
Yesterday or day before, I saw JL Status. Star Healer was in studio with them.
No ways. That song is not going to drop.
Oh, okay. Dope. Yeah, but I saw they went studio together.
It's not gonna drop it. Yeah, I'm gonna give her shit time when I'm done.
She's
here
actually one of the people to look out for. I've been listening to her project.
Star Healer,
I think she's dope.
Like I said, there's a couple of people, but I don't like mentioning my people because it feels like I'm being biased.
Yeah.
I don't like mentioning my people, the likes of Nontoko Some Kids, Star Healer, Basetsana, and them. I don't like mentioning them a lot.
Can there's Basetsana and there's Basi?
Yeah, there's Basetsana and there's Basi.
Oh. I think Basi has a great personality, by the way. I think she has a great personality. Does she?
She does.
I date personalities, just like Baba Lo M. I think she has a great personality.
God. Okay, anyways. I'm sharing. Okay, so now on to events and new releases. What do we have? Is there any new events coming up?
Like I said, we're doing... Well, Afro Nation is coming up. It's coming up from the 9th to the 11th of July.
In Jesus' name, we'll be there.
In Portugal. That's really dope. It's a big event. It's a big Amapiano event. It's something to look forward to. What else is coming up? I don't know much about.
That's all I know. There's always the freshers, but we'll get into it as time goes by.
The freshers, these artists that are already like on the lineup for the piano thing. I mean Afro Nation rather.
Mm-hmm.
We have Burna Boy's headlining and Tim's, right?
Slayer.
But from piano we have Waffles, Scorpion Kings, K Mat, Shakes and Lays, Vigro, Young Stana, just to name a few. There's a lot more people on there. Yeah, that we always talk about on the show, so I'd rather not mention them. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to downsize. But otherwise, that's the event to look forward to right now. Okay. I guess. Yeah.
And obviously, new releases are still in the people are still.
Yeah, it's still in the air. I mean, Kelvin Momo's top on the charts with that song, Sinom Solo. And we still have Izamawala and stuff like that on there. So I don't think it's important to do that.
It's a bit mixed up now, too. Like,
it's a bit mixed up. But so there's this artist, bro, nah? Sfiso, I'm going to pick your brain. Oh, well, let me start with you, actually. This is the biggest first day streams on SA Spotify. This person occupies the first 4 spots. Like when he drops a project, it does crazy numbers, right? So I'm a piano artist.
Calvin. Is it?
It has to be Calvin Momo.
Yeah, I'm right.
How did you know?
I just took a guess. Yeah. Well, it has to be
Calvin Momo.
It has to be, nah.
Is that private school sound, dude?
So, but remember, outside we're talking about Sebo and how it didn't do well. First day, it did. You know, guess on what it did on the first day?
1 million.
1.3 million on the first day. And then the second project is Kurula, which did 842,000. And then third is Amukelan, which did about 800,000. And thirdly is Nsako, the new one, which did about 789 on SA Spotify first day.
That guy's popular, dude. I think we underestimate.
Is he popular like that?
Well, clearly, the numbers don't lie unless people are buying streams and positions, but I highly doubt that.
Aries does crazy numbers, but it's not popular.
For me, if you put a song on number one, everybody will want to see what song is dead, and then it eventually ends up on number one.
But it also has to be a good
song. No. Wait. Did you hear what he said?
It's cooked.
Did you understand what he said?
It's cooked.
What does he say?
What did he say?
He's saying that you would pay, for example, that a song is number one, you put it there, and then obviously people are going to look at it and be like, oh, what's this song? Let me go listen to it.
And then it eventually becomes number one.
Is he signed?
Huh?
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know much about Momo, though.
Wait, let me just see something. But you think it's Pimpayola?
I don't know. Let's not say things we don't know. We are not.
No, it's not Pimpayola, but the numbers have been cooked. He's got a lot of support and love from whoever that is in front.
Yeah. He drops on the cover of Momo Productions, bro.
You see?
It's not Universal or like Sony.
It's his own stuff.
It's his own stuff.
Damn.
So where is all of that coming from?
It still does a distribution from somewhere. It still does a distribution from Sony.
Well, it's mostly Kelvin Momo Productions, but I get you, yeah?
Yeah, no. He doesn't have a distribution company, so he still does it from Sony, maybe. Mm. It can't be Universal, I doubt. I think it's Sony. It's cooked, man. Those numbers are cooked, dog.
So you don't believe them?
Nah, I don't believe the numbers. But the later eventually probably get to closer to those numbers.
Okay.
But the stats that you see immediately, 1.3 million in one
first day,
it's crazy. It's impossible. In one day. In one day. In one day. No, not in one day.
You guys do you believe?
Nah, not in one day.
Truly?
Nah.
Calvin.
1.8 million in one day. No fucking ways. I'm into music. I drop music. I know how it works. I know it operates. It's bullshit. Trust me. But like I said, if you put an album in number one for 1 week, everybody will remember to go to Apple. It's playlisted as number one.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? You eventually open the album and want to listen to this album or to these specific songs.
I'm not
disrespect to Kelvin Momo. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm saying 1.8 million streams in album. In a country like South Africa.
No, but
possible.
But remember, his audience is bigger than South Africa now. Remember, he's got a Drake cosign, my man. So already Drake's fans are onto him, and when he drops, they want to listen. And the album he dropped after that cosign was Sewe, which is the album that did 1.3.
And a lot of do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to him.
Yeah, Tabang, yeah.
Okay, Sfiso, let's start with impressions, right? On Twitter, he gets, let's say when he drops, there's impressions that go up to 1 million, right? On TikTok, it's even worse. On Instagram as well. So when compare those numbers into streams, it can get equivalent to a 1 point something million. I have to say that. I just had to say it. In just terms of impressions only.
Well, you still heard it. Do you want to train tomorrow? Do you want to train tomorrow?
What do you mean?
No. No. I want to show him that these things, you manipulate these things.
No, go on.
I wanted to make him trend number one tomorrow on Twitter. For nothing.
Let's do
but,
it.
But you will see him as number one and you will be like,
no, but
what
but,
the
but,
fuck is
no,
this?
No, Sviso, but you know when he
no,
dropped.
No, do you want? Like, seriously, guys.
But when Momo drops.
I can pay someone to make you train tomorrow.
But guys, maybe we just end
I can just say, short, buy a new Audi white watch and then you start trending. But do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't think he's bought. I don't think his numbers are cooked. I don't think they are. I think the numbers
are cooked in the beginning and then they eventually get to those numbers they estimated.
Okay. To each their own, guys. To each their own.
Nah, not for Kelvin Momo.
So you want to tell me that Pella, if you say he gets 1.8 million streams a 1.3, day, you are
the first
yeah, 1.3 the first day. You are saying Kabza the smallest, it's really smaller than even Momo. That's what you're saying.
No, but that's the
so,
thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about the numbers.
No, yeah,
you
but Sviso, wait. When Momo drops, he charts more than Kabza does when Kabza drops. Do you understand what I'm saying? Kevin Momo charts more. He stays on the charts longer than his albums are still on the charts.
Can I explain to you, please speak.
For that album, Sewe, right? I remember when it dropped, people were all over the album on the first day, right? Hence, the numbers on the first day are too high. But like we said outside, generally, I personally think the album was not that good. But people were so excited that this guy is dropping on that day. And everyone went in to listen to the album on the first day. So it makes sense that it could have made those numbers. You understand? But compared to your Amukelan, which is a classic and everything. But, you know, Amukelan is on like, what, 800 something. And we know Momo dropping, you know, on December and stuff. And to be quite honest, people are very busy on December. Not everyone is going to listen to an album on December. But Sewe dropped mid-year and everyone was so excited. Oh, Momo dropped. And everyone, you know, went there to listen to the album. So probably that 1.8 is possible.
1.3, yeah.
1.3, yeah. 1.3, yeah.
Thank you for your contribution again,
I disagree.
As always.
as someone who understands how that business work of streams and DSPs and stuff like that, if you guys give me a chance to explain how exactly it works next week and how is that possible to do that, I'll do it next week.
Yeah, I think
I'm not denying that this. People do buy. But Sviso, why aren't you doing the same for your artists then, if that's the case, if it's so easy to do and if you think it's really, really
my
possible?
My artists know, all everyone that works with me know I'll never buy an award. You just asked me a question.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be managed by you, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'll
let's have this debate next week.
Yeah. You need to work for your shit, dog.
But thank you for the integrity. Yeah,
you need to work for it. Mm. You can't just buy an award just because your Star Healer has an award. Yeah. Bullshit. And then buy a trend, your Star Healer's trending number one. No, bullshit. I can't do that.
This life is very short.
I can't do that.
There's no point in stopping. I want this off life today. You understand? Let's eat now.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want to give us suggestions for big debates, please let us know. If you want us to come to your events, tell us. You want to sponsor us, give us cash. Do anything, guys. We can do it. But thank you so much for watching. This is Piano Pulse. Say bye to the people.
Thank you so much for watching. We back. Bye.
Bye.
See y'all next week.